There can be no better statement of what it means to have faith in the midst of adversity than the words of Paul we have heard read this morning. Therefore, Paul says, since we are justified by faith and not by anything that we do, we have peace with God, even when adversity is wreaking havoc all around us and even within us. We have peace, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to the grace in which we stand. And Paul says, we glory in our hope of sharing the glory of God, for that is our destiny, and nothing that hardship or illness or death can do to us can take that away from us. And not only that, Paul says, but we also glory in our sufferings, or better, in our tribulations. Because I do not mean, as some allege, that we are being punished, or that God is angry at us, or that we have somehow been de-justified. We glory in our tribulations, knowing that suffering, tribulation produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And then comes the real punchline, which separates those who have faith from those who don't. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The secret of faith is not that it saves us from the wilderness. We spend as much time in the wilderness of sin, we spend as much time escaping from one slavery only to fall into another, we spend as much time wandering in the wilderness and wanting to go back to our old ways, we spend as much time looking for the promised land and not finding it. We spend as much time, as the poet William Cooper puts it, dropping buckets into empty wells and growing old and drawing nothing up. We spend as much time caught between the rock and the hard place as anyone else. But where others see only rock, we see potential springs of living water. That is the secret of faith. We know that in our tribulation, we have only to strike the rock and out will gush the waters of comfort, waters welling up in us to eternal life. Because the rock, as Paul says in another place, even the rock in the wilderness is Christ. Christ with us even where he seems most absent. Christ with us in the most unexpected guise. Suffering may produce endurance, and endurance may produce character, but there are times, the really hard times, when we want to say to God, that's all well and good, but couldn't you have found a better way to build character? It's true that suffering builds character, but it is not true that the character it builds is always admirable. Some people are quite miserable and make sure that everyone around them is miserable along with them. That's character too. But what Paul means, and what we see in Paul himself and in those around us who face suffering with courage and determination, is their resolve to, if their days are limited, to live them even more to the full than they already have. That is the heroic character that enriches the life of the world, that turns the rock into the water of life, and is a blessing to us all. I remember a poem I read many years ago in a magazine. Well, I don't actually remember the poem. I remember one line from the poem. The poet was writing about her mother, who had had a debilitating illness that had confined her to a wheelchair. But she said of her mother, and here's a line I remember, although she had been chaired, she was not floored. We hear volumes of character in those few words. People of faith, at first faced with adversity, suffering, sickness, loss, the grief, the thousand natural shocks the flesh is heir to, have, as Jesus says in the gospel, food to eat that others do not know about. Growing more and more into Christ, their food is to do the will of God who sent them to complete his work in the world. Entering more deeply into what we might call the mystery of suffering, Paul says suffering, far from taking us away from God, brings us closer to Christ. All I care for, he says in another of his letters, all I care for is to know Christ, to experience the power of his resurrection, and to share his sufferings in growing conformity with his death, if only I may finally arrive at the resurrection from the dead. To which resurrection may the King of Angels bring us all. Amen.